This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for being with us today, engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us is Rich Sheeman. Welcome, Rich.
Well, how you doing this morning, Vince?
Well, I'm confused. And it's not just me, Rich. A whole bunch of people are confused as well because they don't know what's being discussed. For example, the restaurant chain had it first. They started in 1925. I'm talking about Howard Johnson's, the restaurant and motel chain. And so, you know, after a while, people abbreviated their name. And they were referred to as not Howard Johnson's, but Hojo's. Now people don't know if what is being discussed is the restaurant chain, the motels, or the president and vice president select. You know, Joe and the Ho. So the only way that can be... So the only way that can be fixed is by being polite. So we can't say Joe and the Ho anymore because Hojo's is the restaurant chain, right? So we're going to have to figure out something else. And to be polite, you have to have the woman's name first. So that'd be Ho and Joe. So what a mess. What a mess. So people won't know if, you know, you say you're going to Hojo's, whether you're going to meet with the president select and vice president, or whether you're going to have some pancakes.
You know, I remember Howard Johnson's when I was a kid back in the East Coast. It was a pretty popular chain. I don't know if they have any left in the States anymore. They might have a few. I think it's more in other countries, but... Boy, we used to go there for breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like a family restaurant. And unfortunately, everything is going to be under the label of offending somebody now, Vince. We've gotten to the point where we might as well play taps around the country because the stolen election shows that America is on life support. We should fly our flag at half-mast, upside down. Think about this. The party, the Democrat Party, that's been demanding to defund the police for so long is now the party of the police state. So the will of the people means nothing. It's now for the benefit of the will and the addictions of the elite. And the people who hate America mean everything. The Democrats, and I have articles to prove this, are literally, and their decoded message to the military is to ignore the steal, ignore your oath, ignore your code, honor duty, despite having your votes being switched, which I've mentioned many articles and have one today or two, just to protect the elite establishment. The Democrats are literally vetting our soldiers because of their paranoia of this election. You know, think about this. The powers that be are doing everything in their power to overturn the narrative to avoid election fraud discussions. But if you need 30,000 troops, and I've read up to 40,000, including undercover people, if you need that many troops to protect you from your own people, that means you weren't elected by your own people. So let's say there's 30,000 troops. That's 29,900 more people that show up to Joe Biden's rallies. And yet the FBI is vetting our troops for violence. They want to take away their magazines, their ammo. So they're vetting our troops, but they're not even vetting illegal immigrants or legal votes. I want you to wrap your head around that, Vince.
Well, it's more than that. It's, you know, you and I have a friend, and I'll just identify him by the name Stuart. He's probably listening right now, so I won't say where he lives. But you and I know this man. He's a wonderful man, and he is really, really sharp. He is a sharp tech. And I love chatting with him. I can sit and chat with him for hours and hours. And he has a saying, and it's only four words. Quote, everything is a scam, end quote. And he's right on the money, because we were talking one day about the selection for the board of directors of Laclede Electric, of which I, for which I ran, and was beaten badly. I mean, I don't know if anyone was beaten as badly as I was in the history of that corrupt organization. And that's my opinion, that it's a corrupt organization. Well, he and I have talked about that. We've talked about a local farmers cooperative in Missouri. So farmers, when they buy their feed and their fencing, they become members of a cooperative. And the idea was that if farmers got together and they said, well, let's buy in bulk. Let's buy, instead of one roll of fencing, let's buy 1,000. And we'll drive the price down. Everybody will get a better, you know, lower price. Well, there's a farmers cooperative, and they had been shut down by the state of Missouri. This is in our area right here in our corrupt area of Missouri. The farmers cooperative, the lime and fertilizer operation was shut down because the scales weren't right. So what they do is they weigh the truck on the way empty. They would load it with fertilizer, then weigh it, and then that delta was what you'd be charged for fertilizer. Well, the scales weren't accurate. And I don't think it's because the scales were weighing a lighter amount than what was being paid for. I think what was happening is the customer got less than was paid for. So for 1 year, they were shut down. They couldn't sell fertilizer. Okay, and that's for the farmers cooperative. That's for their own membership. Okay. So that's a scam. And then you have the warranties. The warranties by corporations. Like Sears used to say on the front of the store, satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. Well, in the last 20 years or so, those signs disappeared because they didn't mean satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. They didn't mean anything. And that's what, you know, one of the things that killed them. So what we're seeing is that warranties are misleading. Products, they lie about the ingredients in the products. Even in Wall Street, back in the 1920s, before the crash, they had the ticker tapes. And there were people who were reading the ticker tapes before the generally dumb public got a chance to find out what the stock price was. And they would buy and sell ahead of the general knowledge. So they were running the market, and they were making a fortune. And these were people who were, you know, well respected. These were the titans of industry, the titans of banking, who were ripping off the generally dumb public. And then you had companies like General Motors. General Motors got together with Standard Oil, which ultimately became Esso, which ultimately became Exxon, and then that became Exxon Mobil. Those guys, in the early days when you had trolley cars in the cities across the United States, they got together and they bought the trolley car companies and they got rid of them and they put in buses. So buses used oil. General Motors made buses, and what a racket that was. So they put out of business by buying their competition, the trolley industry and the streetcar industry. So the reason that America doesn't have high-speed infrastructure rail is because of General Motors and Standard Oil and the corruption and greed that went along with it. So, Stuart, you are absolutely positively right. Everything is a scam, including the selection, including how come taxes go up? How come all of a sudden the local taxes go up? How come the county taxes go up? How come the city taxes go up? How come the federal taxes go up? Do you think people actually say, you know what, I don't think we're paying enough in taxes. We should pay more. Do you think there's very many people who would say that? No, they don't say that. They're screaming that taxes are too high, but yet they keep going up. And we have been hoodwinked, flim-flammed, and conned because, Stuart, you're absolutely right on the money, everything is a scam. Rich?
Well, it is, and you were talking about farmland. I can guarantee you, and I've been reading some subliminal drops on this here and there. You know how Bill Gates and Bezos and a lot of the rich people are buying up the ranches and the farmland? They're doing that because they want starvation. They want a shortage on food. So I'm reading here and there, and they're going to start connecting the dots regarding the allocation of resources, which is going to go down because they want depopulation. So the size of the ownership of the farms and ranches are going to get first dibs based on your need according to your size, regarding these resources, like you mentioned, fencing and feed and machinery and all this other stuff. So having a co-op is a really good idea. When I first got into the pharmaceutical industry back in the early 80s on the East Coast, what the pharmacists did, the independents, and that kept them alive a little longer. Obviously, it's 99% chain drugstore right now. But what they did is they got together with a bunch of different independents in their region, and they went to the jobbers, with the wholesalers, and they basically negotiated a price similar to a chain drugstore. So they would have a warehouse to store. They would all combine their capital resources, buy a warehouse or lease it so they can buy more bulk and buy the products at a cheaper price. So I would recommend, if you're going to do that, the way the elite are buying up ranch and farmland hand over fist, I would do that yesterday, sooner than later. But Vince, what I'd like to do is, before we get into the next topic, I want to mention a little, I want to mention something that I've talked about before, and it's regarding President Trump's going to pardon a bunch of people today. He's talked like 100 people, including Assange, maybe Snowden. I want to put in a bid, President Trump, if you get this, for Schaefer Cox. There's an article here by his attorney, Robert John, Alaska state attorney. He was kidnapped and entrapped. He's a family man. He's a constitutionalist. I heard him speak in Hamilton, Montana years ago, and I've talked about him, but he really got set up by the feds, by the federal government, and by bought and paid for informants who ratted on him, that tried to entrap him by putting illegal guns in his hands, all this stuff. And the informants were so compromised, they were grotesquely compensated over six-figure payments to each of their informants to put Schaefer Cox in prison. So I can go into more detail. President Trump, please consider Schaefer Cox in your pardon. Thank you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And class, I mentioned yesterday, and I'd like to just mention it again. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia is in the hospital. She fell off her horse and got really banged up. She has 9 broken ribs, 2 fractured vertebrae, broken fractured scapula, punctured lung, and dislocated her hip. And she was able to pop her hip back in place, and she is recovering. But she's in the hospital, and I think it would be very kind for those of us in class to share our prayers and add Gwyneth Isaacs to those prayers, if you pray. Also, if you would be inclined to send her an email, you can send it to me. I don't have her permission to share her email address. It's not that she didn't, it's not that she said it out, it's just that I didn't ask for it. So if you'll send those to instructor at USA Prepares, I will send them to her post haste. Instructor, INSTRUCTOR at USAPrepares.com. Instructor at USAPrepares.com. Rich, I don't want to take time today to answer this. However, you asked me a question, and I would like to answer it completely in depth on Thursday or Friday, when I may have an hour by myself. I'm not sure if I will. Kathy's going to be interviewing me on Thursday. Kurt Wilson will be with me for 2 hours on Wednesday. And Gwyneth will be back in a few weeks, I'm sure, on Wednesdays. And Bert will be interviewing me about electrical wiring, my style, the way I do things, on Friday. But I may have an hour on Thursday, and I may have an hour on Friday. I'm not sure. But you asked me a question off the air, and I'd like you to, if you wouldn't mind, ask me that question so our class can hear it in your words, and I will answer it completely on Thursday or Friday. And that question relates to, if you had some extra money, would you buy a new car or truck? Would you ask that in your own words so I can answer it on Thursday or Friday, please?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of ambiguity, and I can go into many different tangents, but I won't regarding the, you know, the election was obviously stolen. I've given 1,250 pieces of evidence. I'm going to talk more about that today, and I'd like you to give me a little more time to do that, Vince. But I think there's so much ambiguity, so much lack of trust, so much lack of confidence. They're talking about printing money left, which would make a drunken sailor jealous. You know, fiat currencies in general, I just look at what's happened to the U.S. dollar in the last 2 months, major decline. I just think people are very unsure of the future, whether it be saving for retirement, whether it be, and I usually say it in the context of, let's say you don't have debt to pay off, okay? Could be a house, could be a car. That's always recommended. However, if the bond market is going to crash and interest rates go up, you're paying back cheap dollars, which could be chicken feed in the future if you do take out a note. But I don't have a crystal ball. So my question is always revolving around, if you sell something and you have a little bit of change in your pocket, is it best, especially in the context of combustion engines, which they want to eliminate off the market by 2030. Is it a good idea to buy a vehicle, whether it be new or used, just to have it for inventory? Now, and see, there's so many different caveats to that, too, because the criteria and variables change depending on the person. See, if you're someone like me, I spend a lot more time in things like food, water, shelter, energy, and making those things myself. So that's where I put my energy. We can't be 100% self-sufficient in everything. I mean, I don't drill for my own oil and refine my own gasoline. So if you're someone that doesn't care to fix things, you don't like it, or you have other priorities, that's my question. What do you do with the money? Where do you put it? In today, where we have so much ambiguity and uncertainty about the future of value and purchasing power. And I hear the music, so obviously you'll answer that on the other side.
I'll answer it in a couple of days, but I'll direct it toward the technical aspects of the mechanics and electronics.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A woman who the FBI says took a laptop belonging to Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and tried to sell it to Russians has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested on Monday. Although no laptop has been recovered, Pelosi's office said the device was only used for presentations. Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia, and scientists have warned they gotta go. The so-called cocaine hippos were illegally imported to the country by the notorious drug lord, who was killed by authorities in 1993. From his personal zoo, after his death, four hippos escaped. Scientists have projected the intrusive hippo population could surge to 1,500 by 2024. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President-elect Joe Biden has announced a spending package that could take generations to pay back. USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the proposal.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
It's wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But to bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's conference championship games are Sunday. Buccaneers at the Packers and Bills at the Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
take my, when you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Now, here's an article right here on Gateway Pundit regarding my question, if you will, that I can go into so many different tangents regarding what to buy, purchasing power of the dollar. Biden gang plans to grow economy by blowing trillions with hopes of eventually getting to the Trump economy. See, this is called inflation. This is called hyperinflation. When you look at the bailouts, folks, the too big to fails, the welfare for the rich, and thousands of articles, and Vince can confirm that, that I show how all the money has gone from the little guy to the big guy, where the rich get richer. This is is what's going to happen. It's just like advertisement about minimum wage during this last break going to $15 an hour. That's going to eliminate small business. It's going to eliminate productivity. That's going to eliminate any innovation from the little guy to start a small business if they want to hire people. So basically, it just solidifies all the benefits for the big people, for the zombie companies, for the companies who get the too big to fails, the too big to jails, that get all the money under the table, get all the grants, get all the subsidies. This is how America is run today. Even the big companies are hardly even earning anything. So what I want to do, Vince, we talked about the military briefly, and I wanted to do that again. Mentioned a couple articles here, and I have so many articles, if you don't mind. First article is 93% of military votes in one Georgia county went to Joe Biden. They literally flipped the votes. What the Democrats have done has disrespected, degraded the military. And that's why I was talking about earlier on what their decoded message is to the military is to ignore your oath, ignore the code, ignore your honor, duty, despite all the votes being switched from Trump to Biden, as per this article and many I've mentioned before. This is all done to basically have unchecked power. This is basically to hide the crimes that have been done. This is a travesty. In America, like I mentioned earlier, start flying your flag upside down, half-mast, and start playing taps around the country. Because these people who asked to defund the police are now running a police state. This is really, really sad time. Next article, Democrat lawmaker suggests white male military members may be seditious conspirators. This is all to create race war, all divide and conquer strategies. This Representative Cohen, I think he's from Tennessee, he basically said, and I'm quoting him, the National Guard is 90-some-odd percent male. Only 20% of white males voted for Biden. There are probably not more than 25% of the people that are protecting us that voted for Biden. Basically saying that they're going to create violence against the Democrats, even though there's so much evidence of them stealing the election. And Apple just announced $100 million of racial justice donations to people who hate whites, to anti-white terrorists. You can't make this stuff up, Vince. And, of course, just a little humor here. Now we have professors around the world saying that gardening is racist. No, gardening is self-sufficient. Gardening is nutrition. Gardening is helping other people. Gardening is a skill set. But they do not want that. You know, with all the information, Vince, here, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe claims that China interfered in the 2020 election, CIA mismanagement, MIT professor who received $19 million in federal grants charged with undisclosed China ties. You know, Mike Lindell says he has 100% evidence, 100%. That China was used in machine stealing. You know, I've given so much evidence of election and voter fraud. You know, like, for example, Jovan Pulitzer, he said, I mentioned this the other day, he's got evidence that's vetted and factual that 65 foreign countries participated in attacking seven key states over 600 county polling locations, and yet the powers that be do not want to discuss this. This is really sad. And Peter Navarro came out with a third study that shows voting irregularities and illegalities, pardon me, by state, dead voters, double voters, absentee voters, all... There's a whole category. And Arizona, I'm going to mention this real quick, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, respectively, illegal votes in those states I just mentioned in that order, 254,000 plus, 601,000 plus, 446,000 plus, 220,000 plus, 992,000 plus, 553,000 plus. And you know what the Joe Biden victory margin was? Victory, by the way, is in quotes. Ready? 10,000, 11,000, 154,000, 33,000, 81,000, 20,000. There is such a huge difference between illegal votes. This is a joke. America will not forget. This is a scam. We are a third world banana republic, and it's very sad. You know, what I've done for the last 2.5 months, I've studied so hard to try to give all this factual, objective facts and evidence of election and voter fraud. And all the media comes up with is two pieces of evidence. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And come on, man. The powers that be aren't even looking at the evidence. This is from the Supreme Court, the lower courts, the state legislatures. Even though the state legislature, the powers that be, committed fraud on you and the Constitution by illegally casting you aside by this establishment and letting the state Supreme Courts, the governors, the AGs, the Secretary of States, and the dog catcher change the rules and the laws right before the election. This is a joke. Not even allowing signatures to be verified. This is a joke. I have so much evidence on this. In fact, one piece of evidence right here, it just highlights five. And talks about hundreds of ballots being found all over. They talk about the Georgia late night hidden suitcase heist, where they identify Ruby Freeman and her daughter Shay Moss and their boss Ralph Jones. This is sad, and they show videos of them running the same batches of ballots three times through the machine. This is pathetic, Vince, and they're on audio telling reporters he was going to shut down the State Farm Center early and send observers home. This was before the suitcase heist. They had no idea they were going to get caught, even though one of those ladies were caught on audio saying, "I bet we're going to get caught." And then there's audio of the Georgia election official Ralph Jones announcing on November 3rd evening that counting would stop at 11 p.m. It's on tape. Audio and video. Then they led the team to count the stashed suitcase ballots. This is really, really pathetic. You know, and there's some more damning tape that just got released the other day showing orders from higher up, quotes, "we're paying $100 an hour, offer excuses," quotes, with Ruby Freeman and another guy coming up and saying, "do not talk so loud, they can hear you." This is on tape. This is really sad. And we're not even in America anymore. Plus, they did the drop and roll, shutting down five states and then dumping hundreds of thousands of late-night votes for Joe Biden. This was, I mean, they had a pattern that the patterns in all these states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Virginia, caught doing this drop and roll pattern. And once Biden gained the lead of these mass, because of these massive vote dumps, all the votes, the rest of the votes all possess the same Biden to Trump ratio. This is an impossible math. This is math impossibilities, not improbabilities, not glitches, not irregularities. And then there's blocking GOP poll watchers in all these swing states. I mean, literally kicking them out, covering windows. This is pathetic, people. This isn't America. This is a banana republic. And then there's all these votes switched and deleted from President Trump by the millions. And that's proven. Never mind the votes being switched on live television. Never mind all the evidence against Dominion and the connections to the Internet and the USB cards. Never mind the U.S. Postal Service drivers having almost 300,000 completed ballots and driving across the state, and then his trailer gets stolen. I'm sorry, Vince. The American people aren't going to let this go. This isn't even close. This is an absolutely stolen election, and the American people are not going to shut up about this. Do you have any comments, or do you want me to go on with...
I have
a bunch of articles regarding the so-called siege and all the hypocrisy and double standards that the left has done over the last few years. Do you want me to go on to that, or do you want to comment on what I just said?
I have a couple comments on what you said. I got to go back a little farther. You mentioned the minimum wage. Back in the 60s, the minimum wage was $1.25. I was working at a sub sandwich shop, making submarine sandwiches at the local sub shop after school. And it was an honor. And the minimum wage back then was between $1.25 and, let's say, $1.30. I was paid $1.35 an hour. And let's contrast that with what you said. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because when you talked about, the stumble bum and raising minimum wage to $15, here's what I believe this means. Now, I did study economics and finance for 6 years. So I know just a little bit about it. Not very much, because I don't understand the system. But I do understand supply and demand, and I do understand costs. So currently, the minimum wage is not $1.25 or $1.30. It's $7.25. That's the minimum wage, federal minimum wage. Now, if that were to go to $15, as the stumblebum would like, reportedly, that's more than double. Now, the current cost, I looked it up, of a Subway brand, which I would not eat, sub sandwich. It's kind of an alleged Subway sandwich. They're not very good. That's really not a sub sandwich. That's nothing like what I used to make at the local sub joint. Well, their foot-long Subway club sells for $7.75. Now, applying the economics that I learned because of electricity, rent, heat, light, labor, grains, nut, all the stuff, taxes, cleaning supplies, uniforms, franchise fees, insurance, etc., that sub would go from $7.75 to about $15.50. It's unaffordable. It's not going to work. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eben's with us. And Rich, one of the points I was trying to make is that the jobs at sandwich shops and behind the counter at stores, those kinds of things, are generally low-paying jobs. Those are the entry points for the workforce to be trained. And if we raise the cost of doing business by doubling the minimum wage for those positions, there won't be those positions. The mom-and-pop stores, the behind-the-counter sales positions, etc., the sandwich shops, the hamburger flippers, those will go away because no one is going to want to pay $15.50 for a lousy submarine sandwich at Subway. Nobody. So they'll all go away. And that's the wrong thing to do. The free market really needs to adjust those prices rather than have the government say you will put yourself out of business by raising the minimum wage. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, it's just going to be more of an entry for robotics, automation, artificial intelligence to take more jobs. And even if it doesn't, for some reason, any employer that has 5 to 10 workers, they're going to end up having 1 to 2 workers. What it's going to do is take more people out of work, but it's designed to. They present everything and manufacture the perception as being benevolent, but they know it isn't. It's malevolent.
You're absolutely right.
Malevolent.
You hit the nail right on the head with automation and robotics because that's what I did, literally. Back in banking, we had young people. It wasn't about money per se, but these young people who answered the phones and talked to customers about their balance on their credit cards, they didn't want to come to work on Fridays. And so the boss said, hey, you can't take off on Fridays. That's our biggest call volume day. So then they took off Monday because they wanted a 3-day weekend. Okay, so the boss said to me, hey, Vin, I want you to build something. I want you to build something to fix this problem. So I built in an automated system. You know, press 1, press 2, press 3. One of the first in the world, for sure. So that's how business deals with it. You know, you have a problem. You can't afford the workers, so you replace the workers. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm embarrassed and ashamed of what I did building one of those systems because I hate them. But that's what happens everywhere. Everywhere. You have problems with the employees showing up, putting the lug nuts on the assembly line in Detroit. You get a robot to do it because they don't complain. So instead of having 15 people in the assembly line, you have one robot. And you have one guy that shows up once in a while to adjust the potentiometers and to tweak the robot to make sure that the nuts are at the right torque. It's as simple as that. Back to you.
Well, plus the fact you can't prove motive on a robot, so it's probably less liability or more of a liability immunity and less chance on getting sued.
But let me just let me explain it this way. Class, you won't believe this. You know what a PC looks like, right? So remember when PCs used to be towers? Okay, so we took a folding table, you know, like you could get at Costco or Sam's Club, 6 feet long, and put about 8 of these tower computers on a folding table. Each one of these tower computers could answer 8 phone calls simultaneously. So 8 times 8 is 64. So on a 6-foot-wide table, we replaced 64 people. No kidding. No kidding. Back to you.
Thanks, Vince. You know, some of the articles I just mentioned already, like, John Ratcliffe, D&I, talking about all this China interference. We've given... And Joe Van Pulitzer saying 65 countries interfered in the swing states and 600 counties. You know, we have China everywhere. We have Feinstein, who had a 20-year spy working for us. Swalwell was doinking a Chinese spy. We have all these articles from universities and professors taking China money. The Biden family taking tons of China money, a million times what they accused Trump of doing with Russia, Russia, Russia. But yet no one's going to jail. You know, it seems like our CIA, our FBI, our intelligence agencies have really turned into a bought and paid for to the highest bidder, Gestapo. They don't care about our country. They don't care about their oath. They don't care about anything anymore. It's really sad. So anyway, I'm going to talk about some of these rioters. And this is a flashback of hundreds of violent left-wing rioters, smashed windows, set limousines on fire, did a bunch of stuff. And this was the left doing this on Trump Inauguration Day. And NPR and CNN photojournalists, they were embedded with Antifa during this so-called siege of the Capitol. So it wasn't just Blantifa that initiated this. CNN was part of it. This is really sad. And nothing happened. Next article, Antifa activist Daniel Baker arrested for plotting to murder Trump supporters, and it was on YouTube. He said he used George Soros' money. Next, caught on video, Antifa protester John Sullivan brags about posing as a Trump supporter, breaking a window at the U.S. Capitol. We'll talk more about him on the other side of the break, folks. Be right back.
Yeah, America is really, really unhappy. Extremely unhappy. And according to the news, of all 50 states, Missouri is the most stressed. Most stressed about the economy, most stressed about life in general, most stressed about outlook. It's pretty bad. We're number one, class, Missouri.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.